So what's the mood in Tunis?
It's unbelievable. It's a huge workshop. The Sarasair, Habib Bourguiba Avenue is filled with different crowds protesting. There are so many groups that have sprung up in the last few days and weeks, all representing different agendas. For instance, like, you know, the prisoners' mothers, I saw them this morning protesting, people on the margins of society and economy who are pouring into Tunis, you know, from the hinterland, coming also to represent their own causes. There is, at the moment, in front of the Interior Ministry, a group of people wanting the incumbent Prime Minister to go away, which could lead to some kind of escalation with the police, etc., etc. This is an amazing moment. It's really almost like they've rediscovered sovereignty, real sovereignty, like you do in America or others, you know, in European capitals. It's amazing to see. But there is lots of chaos as well. There's lots of uncertainty. But I think this is a good thing for the Tunisians. It's so cathartic, you know. It's really an amazing thing to see. It's therapeutic for people to speak.
How involved are the Tunisians in what's going on in Egypt? Are they comparing it to their own political struggle?
Yes, the Egyptian thing is on the agenda as well. People are talking. They think that it's not the same in Egypt. It's been easier, of course, you know, because Tunisia also is not like... as big as Egypt. It's not as important strategically. There's like the Israeli dimension, there's the US dimension, there's the EU dimension. There's also the army, which is very powerful in Egypt. And that's really what you've seen in Egypt. It's a quasi, a coup from within to bring in the army to lead Egypt, you know, to a transitional, or through a transitional phase. How that will pan out, really no one knows.
Are Tunisian advocates playing any role advising activists in Egypt?
The cyber community of Tunisia has been very instrumental in communicating ideas of how to challenge the police, how to keep up the pressure as far as activism in the street is concerned. Lots and lots of communication between both countries' cyber communities. And I think there's really some kind of pan-Arab cyber solidarity developing between the Egyptians and the Tunisians. It's really amazing to see, but it is all over Twitter and Facebook. And I think it's almost like really the winds of change. It's incredible, engulfing or blowing, you know, eastwards, you know, from Tunisia, you know, to the east.
It's hard not to miss the excitement in your voice as you comment on it.
It's incredible. Honestly, certainly no one ever expected this to happen, and it's happening before our eyes.
Well, Dr. Ladri Siddiqui, thank you as always for talking with
us. My pleasure.